Today we're taking an Amen-style jungle ARP and turning it into something smoky, tense, and a little bit hallucinated, like it's echoing around the back room of a warehouse while the sub and brakes keep the whole tune moving. The big idea here is simple. Don't treat the ARP like a melody lead. Treat it like a percussion ornament. In dark drum and bass, especially jungle-leaning stuff, the magic is in contrast. Dry against wet, clean against damaged, tight rhythm against suspended space. So the goal is to take a bright, rhythmic ARP and reshape it into an FX layer that supports the groove instead of fighting it. Start with a MIDI track and load something simple and responsive, like Operator. You want a tone that's clean enough to process, but not glossy. A short pluck, a nasal saw, something with a bit of edge works well. Build a one-bar ARP pattern, but don't think in straight lead lines. Think in broken rhythmic phrasing. Use 1/16 movement, then edit the hits so they feel amen adjacent. You might have notes landing on 1, the 1E, the 2 and, the 3, the 3A, and the 4 and. That kind of spacing gives you that chopped, ghosted jungle energy. Keep the note range tight. You do not need a huge melodic run here. 1 or 2 chord tones is enough. In fact, the more restrained the pitch content is, the more room you have for the effects to do the heavy lifting. And if you want the processing to react with more life, vary the MIDI velocities. A little movement between softer and harder notes helps the FX chain breathe and keeps the pattern from sounding like a static loop. Before you add heavy effects, shape the source. Put EQ8 first and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 HE, depending on the patch. The idea is to clear out anything that could muddy your kick and sub. If the sound feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 HC. If you need more definition, give it a gentle push around 1.5 to 3K HC, but don't overdo it. You want presence, not brightness. Next, add auto filter. This is where the motion starts to feel alive. Use a low pass or band pass, and automate the cutoff so it opens gradually across a phrase. For warehouse vibes, movement matters more than sparkle. A slow opening over 8 bars can create way more tension than just leaving it bright all the time. If the source still feels too clean, add a little saturator before the heavier effects. Just a few dB of drive with soft clip-on can thicken the tone and give the later reverb, and delay something dirtier to work with. Now comes the really useful move, resample it. This is where the part stops being a MIDI ARP and becomes raw audio you can sculpt. Route the ARP to a new audio track, resample 4 to 8 bars, and record the performance. This is huge in dark DNB workflows because once it's audio, you can slice, reverse, warp, and reprocess it in a much more surgical way. If you want to get deeper, duplicate that resampled clip and make 2 versions. One version stays more rhythmic and punchy. That other gets heavily washed out and degraded. Think of the first one as the dry core, and the second one as the haunted atmosphere. Layering those two gives you punch plus fog, which is exactly the vibe we're after. On the audio track, build your FX chain in a deliberate order. A solid starting point is drum bus, then saturator, then echo, then hybrid reverb, then auto filter, then utility. That order matters. You want to add character before space, then shape the space, then control the width at the end. Drum bus is not just for drum kits. It can add body and transient push to the ARP, especially after resampling. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%, and use a little crunch if you want more edge. If the high end gets brittle, damp it a bit. If the rhythm loses too much impact, bring transients up slightly. Then saturator for extra grit. A few dB of drive with soft clip or analog clip on can make the texture feel more like it belongs in a tunnel of broken speakers and wet concrete. The key here is not to destroy it completely. You want control damage. Echo is where the smoky space starts to appear. Sync the delay time to something musical, like an eighth note, dotted eighth, or 3/16. Keep feedback in a sensible range, maybe 20 to 45%. Then filter the repeats hard so they don't smear the mix. Cut the highs in the repeats and keep the delay tone dark. A little modulation is fine, but don't turn it into a wobbly chorus mess. You want motion, not seasickness. Hybrid reverb gives you the warehouse size. Use a darker space, either convolution or algorithmic, with a decay somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds for a musical wash. Add a bit of pre-delay so the front edge stays clear, and cut both the low end and the harsh highs. The goal is a damp, shadowy room, not a shimmering pad. Finish that chain with auto filter and utility. Use auto filter to keep shaping the phrase over time, and use utility to control stereo width. This is important. Keep the low end essentially mono and let the width live mostly in the upper layer. Dark DNB usually sounds bigger when it's controlled. not when it's overwidened. Now we need the ARP to sit in the drum and bass pocket properly. Add a compressor and sidechain it from the kick or the drum bus. You want the ARP to breathe with the groove, not sit on top of it like a separate song. A subtle amount of ducking is often enough. Think 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction, with a fairly quick attack and a moderate release. If the kick is super short and punchy, sometimes sidechaining from the full drum bus or the snare makes the groove feel more natural, because then the ARP moves around the break instead of just disappearing under one hit. You can also put a compressor after the reverb return and duck the wash whenever the snare hits. That keeps the ambience from crowding the backbeat, which is a really common problem in jungle and darker rollers. Now let's build a parallel smoke return. Create a return track and put EQ8 first, then saturator, then hybrid reverb, then echo. If needed, add redux or erosion for extra grime. High pass the return aggressively, usually somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't interfere with the kick and sub. Then let the saturation and space do the aesthetic work. This return track is where the haunted part lives. Send the ARP to that return in different amounts depending on the section. In the breakdown, you might push it up to 20 or 40%. In the build, automate it higher if you want more tension. In the drop, pull it way back so the main groove stays sharp and the atmosphere doesn't blur the impact. That contrast is what makes the warehouse illusion convincing. Now connect the ARP to the arrangement. In an 8-bar intro, let it start filtered and distant. In a 16-bar breakdown, open the filter and let the delay and reverb bloom more. In the first drop, keep it tucked in, maybe only appearing every 2 or 4 bars as a little ghostly punctuation. Then in the second drop or switch up, bring it back in a more damaged form, maybe with extra saturation, pitch drift, or chopped slices. This is where resampling gives you a lot of power. You can take one-bar phrase, slice it into smaller chunks, reverse the last hit before the drop, or use a chopped fragment as a fill. A tiny reverse swell can make the transition hit much harder. And if the rhythm starts feeling too stiff, nudge the audio clip by a few milliseconds instead of quantizing everything harder. Those tiny imperfections often make this style feel more alive. Automation is what turns this from a loop into a performance. Focus on a few key lanes: filter cutoff, delay feedback, reverb dry slash wet, saturation drive, width, and maybe clip gain or warp position if you're working in audio. A great approach is to start narrow and filtered, then open up over 4 to 8 bars, then pull it back right before the drop. Another classic move is to raise the delay feedback in the last bar before a transition, then cut it instantly on the downbeat. That chop tail feeling is very underground, very effective. And don't forget to check everything in context. Solo can lie to you. The ARP might sound huge by itself, but in the full mix it could be either muddy or too weak. Make sure the sub stays clean and centered. The ARP has almost nothing below 150 to 200 Hz, and the reverb isn't washing over the snare transient. If the texture gets too wide, bring it back. In this style, controlled width feels bigger than exaggerated width. If the ARP starts getting painful around the upper mids, usually somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz, use EQ8 and make a narrow cut. You want grit, not glass. A smoky warehouse tone should feel damp, dark, and physical, not shiny and hi-fi. A really good practice exercise is to build two versions of the same idea. Version 1 is your dry core, short, readable, and rhythm first. Version 2 is the smoked version, resampled, delayed, washed out, and a bit broken. Make the dry one work in the drop without masking the drums. Make the wet one appear in the breakdown and the last couple of bars before the drop. Automate at least 3 parameters across the phrase. Then a slash be them in the full mix and listen for one thing. Does the track feel bigger without losing drum clarity? If the answer is yes, you're in the pocket. The final mindset here is this: don't just make the ARP sound lo-fi. Make it behave like a living FX element in the arrangement. Let it answer the break. Let it leave space for the sub. Let it open, collapse, blur, and return. That's how you get smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12 without turning the whole mix to mud.